home. Welcome back to House to Home. I'm Nancy Paulvin, and my co-host is Brian Thompson. And our guest today is Fred Franklin with T&W Automotive, who during the break I realized I have had him do my work.
See?
Exciting. And his is one of the funner places to wait if you have to wait just for a tire repair or something. It's pretty quick and, you know. I love automotive stores. I don't know. I'm weird. I love building places. I love automotive stores. You find the most unique gadgets, and I'm not lying. I'll probably go in there in the next few days because we still have a couple days till Christmas and buy a couple stocking stuffers.
Wow. I'm glad you're not stuffing my stocking then.
Hey, you find some pretty cool things. Air fresheners for kids' cars because you know your kids don't clean out their cars like they should.
No, they don't.
You have a male. I mean, come on.
Yeah, two.
He probably has dirty shoes in there. Fred's got something to help out, probably. I'm telling you right now. So
we'll deodorize it somehow.
Exactly.
Yeah. Kill it.
Exactly.
Kill it.
So, and you just, I often go in there. I mean, I don't go in there randomly, but, you know, when I'm in there for a service, I'm not one of the people that sits around. I usually am walking around checking out.
Checking out everything.
You know, who knows what kind of windshield wipers you need? Oh. You know? So tell me a little bit more about, we talked about you do obviously tires. You can do that. That's what the business was known for years and years and years. You though do all types of repairs to cars with the exception of body work.
Yes. Correct.
So, exhausts.
We do OE fit exhaust. Mm-hmm. We don't bend or shape exhaust or use, you know, generic mufflers to fit every vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
We
sure.
do specific fit stuff. So, yes, we do. If you're looking for a cheap fix, it's not the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for the correct quality fix, definitely
right.
the way to go.
I was going
to
say, I would want a quality. I don't want cheap. I guess some people do want cheap. If they have, you know, an older car and they really don't want to put a lot of money into it, obviously that would be the way they would want to go. But I like that you have I think you called them lead technicians specializing in, you know, some of the foreign vehicles.
Yes.
So I think that's so important because there are other dealers in town that do that, but they are exorbitant in price.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think to have a local person that owns a company that, you know, is willing to, you know, put yourself out there, I guess, and diversify and not just do American.
Well, there's a lot of foreign cars in Bloomington.
There are.
Lots of foreign cars.
More and more all the time, I believe.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you work on all foreign cars, or are there certain ones that you don't work on, or, you know, do you not want to say that? I feel like we need to go there all the time, but.
We will work on everything. There's not too much that we won't. I haven't run into anything that we won't.
Sure.
Another one of the great things is with me being the technician back there, we can spend lots of drive time on strange issues that won't incur you lots of fees.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
So we're not having to pay an extra technician or anything like that. So it's kind of one of the little perks with what we can provide for the customer. Yeah.
I love that you're also – I mean, I love – you're an owner, but you also are – You said, well, I was back in the back before we came to the show today, you know, working on the vehicles. And I was like, oh.
He's hands-on.
Yeah, he is. A lot of owners are. They're doing the books, or I assume that's what your wife's doing. Or is she a technician as well?
No, she's not.
That would have been cool if she was, though.
That
would
be
impressed. Awful cool, but no, she does the books. She's a bookkeeper by trade.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your staff. How many technicians do you have on staff every day? Or
we have 8 right now. Hmm. We have the 3 top-line mechanics, my A mechanics, and then we have some front-end brake guys, and then we have the tire guys, general service mechanics.
Okay.
So we run we have 2 buildings, one we do heavy line out of, and then the other building we do the lighter work out of, the tire work, the brake work, the alignments.
Mm-hmm.
So it's broken up fairly well.
Awesome. That was going to be my next question. Is there a couple buildings where your location is? And so is that – there's like a little front building, little mini – is that the one building? Is that – one of them, or is that something else?
That is something else.
Oh, I was going to say, because there's like a little garage kind of building right there in front of your building.
Yes, and oddly enough, that is a historical building I have found out recently.
What? Wow. For what?
I have no idea.
Oh, but it's just been for history.
It's true. Well, I'm like, historical.
What is it? The first what?
First block building in Bloomington?
It's truly, it's truly like a very small block building. I mean, how big is it? 12 by 12? It can't be much bigger.
I'm even trying to visualize it, and I can't.
Yeah, it's right there. Okay. You'll go by there today, and you'll
be like, wow,
and you'll be like, oh, there it is.
1936 is when it was built.
Wow.
Huh. And so you have the main building that you have your big storefront, and then there's one behind that that you also have. Is that where it is?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, correct.
Yeah. Okay. So they're kind of set back off of 3rd Street. So it's not like, I mean, there's a sign on the edge, but you'll see the little white building before you, if you're coming from the Ellettsville way.
Okay, from the west.
Yeah.
Yes, you'll see that first, and we're still working on changing our signage. It still says Tire and Wheel Center out front.
It does.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this, probably in the spring, we're going to change that over, put new signage up, all that fun stuff.
Awesome.
That continue evolving
absolutely.
Business. Yeah. We're going to do a remodel hopefully next spring, so that should be fun. We're going to expand the size of the shop and remodel the front and the waiting area. Mm-hmm. So good things to look forward to.
Nice. That is good things. Well, and I think people, when you first take over business, you said you've had it for about 4 years, almost 4 years. You know, it's never good to change too much too fast. People don't like that. They don't like change. And so to kind of, especially just taking over, I'm sure you were very involved in the business prior to that, but it's different when it's all on you now. And so just taking things a little at a time. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't sound like you've changed much other than that you've expanded services, which
There was a large tool and equipment investment to change from one to the other.
Oh, sure.
I'm sure.
Diagnostics and diagnostic equipment is insane. More lifts. And just more general equipment to do all this stuff from presses to...
Well, and I was going to say, and the upkeep on that equipment is probably something that keeps you busy as well. I mean,
I mean,
there are hydraulics involved and repairs that I hope maybe all of you could repair that stuff too, but I don't know. Can an automotive guy repair hydraulics in a hydraulic lift, or do you have to call somebody?
Well, yeah, you sure can. You sure can.
I was going to say, because, well, that would be bad for the hydraulic people that install it. They wouldn't have any service of potential there if they can actually repair it.
Well, I was going to say, it's that do what you're good at, fixing cars.
So absolutely.
We usually leave most of the fixing of the equipment to
the people who fix it.
Right, exactly. Well, and that's the thing, is that you don't have time to fix that equipment.
No.
You don't want it to go down and break down. You want it to be maintained. And so I appreciate that you keep it up, and that it's there's nothing worse than going to a car place and they're going, oh, well, you can't do this because of my lift is down. I can't do that for 4 weeks.
So you take a stress out situation because your car is not working right, and now make it 10 times stressful.
Exactly.
The automotive place doesn't have working equipment.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Ridiculous. Well, we're almost out of time, but I want to make sure that you tell us again your location off of 3rd Street, the address.
2501 West 3rd Street.
So that is on the south side of 3rd Street.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. But it is on the east side of 37.
Correct.
Yes. That is it. You nailed it.
So if you pass the movie theater going towards town, it's right there. It's the first light after the movie theater turn.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Second light after leaving 37.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Or 69.
Or 69. I think it's still 37
for us
now.
Right there.
For now.
Yeah. For now. For today. It's very close, though. It's open. Yay. And a phone number?
333-TIRE or 339-5885.
Okay. 333-TIRE. I like that. That's
nice
perfect.
And easy.
And do you have a website or anything like that yet?
Just Google T&W Automotive.
Okay.
It'll come up.
Perfect. Awesome.
It's a new website. I'm not familiar with it. I'm sorry to say.
That's okay.
We
pay you to repair cars, not be on websites. And we have a friend that probably helped you with that website. So
yes, he did. It's a great website.
Awesome. Thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for having me. It was a good time. Wonderful.
Thank you. Remember that if you miss any part of our program, you can find our podcast at the WGCLradio.com website and the FC Tucker Bloomington Facebook page.